From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Crucial votes are looming in the Senate and House today on a deal worked out last night by President Obama and congressional leaders to raise the federal debt limit and avoid a government default. The president acknowledged the process of reaching an agreement was messy and took far too long, but he said in the end, both parties found their way toward compromise. NPR's Don Gagne says the deal would make major cuts in spending, but includes no increases in revenues.
Speaking at the White House, the president said part one of the agreement cuts $1 trillion in spending over a decade.
The result would be the lowest level of annual domestic spending since Dwight Eisenhower was president, but at a level that still allows us to make job-creating investments in things like education and research.
Part two will be more cuts determined by a special congressional committee made up of 6 Democrats and 6 Republicans. They will identify another $1.5 trillion. If they fail in that task, then automatic across-the-board cuts will come in January of 2013. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.
Key elements of the deal were worked out in talks between Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell and Vice President Biden. McConnell says he is confident the deal will win congressional approval.
We can assure the American people tonight that the United States of America will not, for the first time in our history, default on its obligations.
And Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid gives the deal his blessing.
Reaching a long-term accord that would give our economy the certainty it needs was not easy, but our work is not done. Leaders from both parties and both chambers will present this agreement to our caucuses.
The deal is expected to face its biggest challenges in the House. House Speaker John Boehner started pressing GOP lawmakers there last night to support the proposal, but some Republicans in the House remain opposed to raising the debt limit, and the deal is also getting a lukewarm response from some Democrats, including House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi. Stocks are rallying on foreign markets today following announcement of the deal. Economist Peter Morici at the University of Maryland says financial markets in the U.S. will breathe a sigh of relief, but he says longer-term problems remain.
The bond market will be happy because certainly there's not going to be a default on U.S. debt. Longer term, our debt will continue to grow too rapidly, and the interest rates that we will have to pay will rise.
The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Mike Mullen, says he's not sure whether the Taliban will take a break in Afghanistan this month, which coincides with the Muslim month of Ramadan, or whether they'll stay on the attack. But Mullen says even as U.S. troops are pulled out of Afghanistan, he is confident the security situation there will not deteriorate.
Let me assure you that even when those additional forces are gone, nearly 70,000 American troops will still be here, dedicated to the mission and to a more secure Afghanistan.
Mullen was speaking at a news conference in Kabul. This is NPR News from Washington. The heat wave gripping the eastern and central U.S. is showing no sign of relenting until at least midweek. NPR's Allison Keyes says more triple-digit temperatures are expected today in many areas.
The heat in many cities is, in a word, horrific, and it's been deadly in states like Oklahoma, where the state medical examiner says high temperatures have already killed 9 people and are suspected in the deaths of 7 others. Parts of Kansas and Missouri are also under excessive heat warnings, and in Texas, Dallas has been at or above 100 degrees for nearly all of July. Weather forecasters say the heat and humidity are expected to continue at least through the middle of the week, with air temperatures and heat index readings climbing well into the triple digits. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
China is blaming deadly weekend attacks in its western Muslim region on Islamist separatists trained in Pakistan. Kathleen McLaughlin reports the assaults killed at least 6 people.
The Chinese government now says 19 people, including several police officers, died in a series of stabbings and bombings in the far western city of Kashgar. The attacks came over a 24-hour period beginning Saturday afternoon, the eve of the Muslim Holy Week of Ramadan. In a web posting, the Kashgar city government said the assaults were coordinated by members of a group that learned to make bombs and firearms in Pakistan in camps run by the East Turkestan Islamic Movement. Kashgar, the old Silk Road oasis, is at the heart of Muslim Uyghur culture and politics and has been under tight security control since riots killed hundreds in the region's capital in 2009. Authorities also blamed outside instigators for those riots. For NPR News, this is Kathleen McLaughlin in Beijing.
And I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.